Innovation, disruption, and big issues. This is Business Game Changers with Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have a really very fun interview coming up with two of the top scientists probably in the world, Phil Catalano and Max Champy. They both have 5 science degrees. Phil has worked at NASA for over 15 years, and then he left and did a lot of other cutting-edge research. Max has done a ton of cutting-edge research. They're going to tell us about their background, which I was impressed with and very impressive. But what's more impressive is their cutting-edge research and their ability to think out of the box and really get new innovative ideas. And they're just developing all these really cool things. But they've done a lot of research on C60, and I asked them to come on the show. They actually reached out to me, and I was really impressed with their backgrounds, and I really wanted to have somebody that could bring a ton of credibility to this subject of C60, and I think you will be surprised at what the research is showing and the kind of results they're having with C60 and people are having with C60. You know, I got a lot of crap from people on the C60 interview, probably more good stuff, but I did still get a lot of crap that people thought I was helping to sell snake oil and all, you know, just crap. And before you go there and you think that C60 is a joke or snake oil, I think you need to look at the research and you need to listen to these top scientists. There's something here and it's exciting. It's exciting that we have access to something that could help us so much. And so I don't want to waste much of our time, and I want to get into our interview now with Phil Catalano and Max Champy. Hi, Max and Phil. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks so much for joining. I am glad to have some experts joining me on the C60. You have a lot of science background. What, collectively together, you have 10 degrees, something crazy like that. And NASA, worked at NASA for 15 years. Can you talk quickly about what your background is and why you decided to get into C60?
Go ahead, Max.
Oh, you go ahead.
Well, I was associated with Max in other companies. Again, they were think tanks, R&D. And as we kept our relationship together, we found more and more projects to work on. And C60 is one of them.
Can you back up a little bit so you guys are both in the frame? And then what I will do is when you answer the question, I can focus on one or the other. As long as you're both in the frame, you can even back up even more.
Get off me.
You might have to be even closer together, though. Are you okay with?
Yeah.
There we go. And even close. Can you be closer? So your whole, Max, can you be close? Just so your whole head is in the screen, especially when you're talking. And then, Phil, you need your whole head in the screen, too. When you're talking, make sure your head's in the screen.
Well, we can see that we're in the screen on ours, so I don't know.
There you are. You are now. Okay.
Okay.
So do you want to, so what is your experience, Max? Why, what's your deal?
I was part of the think tank. I was recruited in to the CERT think tank to help them in special projects. One of the special projects was Blue On Energy, which is a company in California that has developed a unique refrigerant to replace the R22 industry. And I am the inventor. I'm the patent holder. Being sent out there, one of the process with the Blue On refrigerant, I was looking for lubristic attributes for the actual refrigerant and ran across carbon 60 as a lubristic attribute to make the refrigerant more lubristic, more slicker, less resistance. And in doing weeks and weeks and intense research into it, I ran across some of the early studies. This was in 2012. I ran across some of the early studies using C60 and just earmarked them and put them aside because I wasn't concerned about the health aspect as much as the other applications for the actual molecule. And during my stint in California working with this company, my son called and said my mother was showing signs of early Alzheimer's and said, you know, we may have to hire a nurse to watch her. And I said, you know what, I've developed the product. We're past the patent process. I'm going to take a leave of absence from Blue On, and I'm going to come home to the mountains and see what I can do with my mother. And remembering the C60 research, we created the first product just in-house for my mother and I didn't want her taking any product that I wasn't going to take. So we created the product to field trial on her. She had nothing to lose and everything to gain. And through my NASA connections, my sister worked for NASA, we were able to acquire ultra pure C60 molecules. And using that format, I started my mother on a intense protocol of taking C60 along with myself. And within 90 days, my mother's fog cleared.
Wow, that's amazing. So you have a lot of NASA connections to get the pure C60. Phil, you worked at NASA for 15 years, and Max, your sister worked at NASA. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I was a member of the technical staff at JPL, and I was there almost 15 years, pretty close, 9 months or so. And I was on a special project above top secret, and I came to the Martin Marietta facility here in Denver for this project, and I was the field office engineering manager for quality assurance. And I stayed here until the project was over, and I opted not to return to Southern California and stay in Denver. And so I left, I accepted a layoff, and I stayed here and got involved in other engineering projects, aerospace. I worked at Ball Aerospace. I worked with, as a contractor with Martin Marietta, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, all the other big corporations, aerospace corporations, on classified projects as well as regular aircraft or spacecraft and satellites.
So what does it mean to be above top secret? It's very interesting.
It was, it's above top secret. It's what they call SCI, secured compartmentalized information, and it's compartmentalized. So each of the areas above top secret have their own black ops projects. And I worked on a couple of them.
And you can't talk about it, obviously, right?
Right.
I really want to hear about them, though. But okay, so the bottom line is that you started doing C60 because of the potential of it. Your mother had amazing results, and your sister was able to get you pure C60. Can you talk about the pure C60 a bit?
Well, when you create C60, it's mixed with other carbon molecules. And to separate those molecules, those other molecular structures, it has to go through many steps, as well as being put under stringent product control to isolate them based on their structure size, as well as the extraction process in some cases uses interesting chemicals. And I was obsessed with having pure carbon molecules that were not tainted with any chemical process that could be carried over into the body. And so through my connections, I got with a contractor who makes ultra-pure C60. In other words, it's 99.99% 60 molecule. There's nothing else in it. And that was what I wanted to use for myself and my mother. And after the results, so that you know, after the results, my mom's 92. She was 88 at the time. 80, maybe 87. Hell, math. She got her driver's license again, quit wearing reading glasses, and has her driver's license at 92 and drives a car. So then the people in our small town would see her walking to restaurants when I used to have to accompany her. And they said, are you supposed to be here? And she goes, oh, yeah. You know, if you're selling food, I'm supposed to be here, you know. And
they didn't
and,
understand.
No, they couldn't wrap their and so the local townspeople, we have about 5,000 people in my area. The local townspeople, the scuttlebutt hit pretty quick, and they started showing up at my doorstep. And so with our lab, and we were doing research in consciousness, we're doing research. We have a agricultural application where we manipulate the magnetic field of the earth to amplify plant growth as well as control bug movement, which is Wimekla Ag. So we were doing other work, and this was not a priority for monetary gain. That's not the intent with the product. And we were doing other work, and people started showing up at the doorstep. So I discussed it, and I said, let's start making the product and sharing it with the others as long as it covered the cost of the quality of the product. And that's how the C60 product fell into Live Longer Labs hands.
And I started using it right away 3 or 4 years ago and was one of the early experimenters with it. And I also gave it to my dogs. And after a couple of few years, maybe even only 18 months or so, I would get up early in the morning, and I'm an early morning person. I would walk my dogs, and I didn't put my contacts in. And so I started noticing that I didn't need them. I was seeing clearly. I was seeing 20/20. Wow. And that was the more encouraging things that kept me going on C60. And of course, I'm feeling a lot better, and I attribute it to the carbon 60.
Is your eyesight clearing up from the age-oriented eyesight problems, or did you actually have eyesight since you were little that was?
I had near vision, nearsighted, and it cleared up. I just didn't need to wear my contacts or glasses.
Wow. And so your nearsightedness that you had since you were young cleared up.
Yeah, and I think, according to some of the research that we have been following, that's one of the most prevalent, notable things that people experience is clearing up of eyesight and eye problems.
What about digestive issues? Because so many people have digestive problems.
Yes. Well, that's the basis of C60. Let's get to the root of the, if you put in anything in a search engine based on oxidative stress, you know, you can put Castleman's disease, Hajimoto disease, polio, it doesn't matter, whatever you imagine, you put it into Google and see if it's based on oxidative stress. And if oxidative stress is the cause, then the reaction of taking C60 could be.
Yeah, so whatever causes oxidative stress. It seems out of turn here to talk about digestive issues. It's just something that I personally have a problem with. So that's why I brought it up.
And if, you know, it's usually an intolerance to whatever you're eating, but C60 doesn't mask anything. If you read the doctor's report, the toxicologist, it's on my webpage, report, it allows your body to reach homeostasis status quo that it probably hasn't seen since you were a teenager. And now your body's actually repairing things instead of just trying to play catch up. So it's physically allowing your body to fix itself. which it has the innate ability to do if you give it the opportunity. And you don't see it after a certain age because you start losing traction because your body's there's more damage than the body can fix.
And eventually you just can't keep up with it and you get old and keep getting older.
Part of the oxidative stress value. I mean, that's all part of it. In fact, we have one of the guys here today that's in the Wimekla group with us. He's one of the owners of Wimekla. And he took a telomere test. He took it mainly because he was a stroke. He had a stroke and had some issues arise from the stroke and started taking the C60. And you wouldn't recognize that any physical problems are present. And he took a telomere test, and it came back that he had 107% chance of making it to 100 years of age.
So do you think it lengthens your telomeres, or do you think it just keeps them from shrinking?
No, I think it lengthens them. There's no way that he would be out of the bell curve without us changing the structure of the telomeres. And I don't want to go publicly and say that's what we're doing, because that's not, I'm just telling you the results of his test. And we've had others take the test and the results are similar. So with that being said, what is it doing?
It definitely affects the telomeres, and it's very possible that it slows down their growth as well as just extending them. But we don't know, because the data that we have is only what's out there.
Well, what research have you been doing now? Because I know that with all your research background, of course, you're going to be getting your hands on everything you can and also doing what you have time to do. What are you doing, and what research is out there? Because I know it's really new yet.
That's exactly it. It is really new. And to go through proper protocol to be recognized is extremely difficult when you're not in the system. Mm-hmm. You know, we're outside the system.
You're talking the medical system, the pharmaceutical deal.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're outside the system. So I do have a program that's being put together in South America, where we also are working with Wimekla down there, but with a institute for psychological issues, and they're going to put the C60 protocol into the equation and record actual in-house data. So breaking ice to get into something that is actually in a positive attribute for suffering humans is difficult.
It's just incredible, because Bill Andrews, you've heard of Dr. Bill Andrews, who's working on lengthening telomeres. I've done quite a bit of shows with him, and they actually have a solution to fully lengthen telomeres now. It's very expensive, but it does it very quickly. And the interesting part with C60 is an inexpensive process. It can help. It does it slowly because your body's repairing it, it sounds like. So for elderly people, they could take, something like what Bill Andrews is doing. Once it gets a little they have one that's at 16% that's not that expensive. So they could do some kind of combination treatment and really get a jump start on it. And then C60 could take you from there, assuming it's what we think it is.
We're basing a lot of our experience on experiential results from the people that we're working with. So the research is probably more in applications and experience, and we're developing further records from that.
Well, I would love to see more serious, if there was a way that we could take this and do some more serious. I know that once you start getting more serious, then they want to step in and regulate. And how do we do this in a way that, because we know that there isn't any side effects or any problems, how do we do this and have it be in the supplement territory? So, because they don't regulate and they leave supplements alone.
Yeah, it's a difficult, it was difficult for us to even come forward with it and even do the show. And the reason I say that is we do quite well staying behind the curtain and working we didn't make the product to make profit. You know, everybody opened up a garage operation and jumped on the C60 bandwagon. There's a bunch of them. There's some on Amazon, and
they're not all good, right?
Oh, I wouldn't give them to anybody I care about.
Well, and people need to realize that there's, it's important to know what quality you're looking at.
Yeah, it's like
at this stage of the game, quality is very, very crucial. And with the carbon 60 that we get and handling and the process that we're using is optimum. We don't cut any corners.
No, because we're not doing it for profit. That's not the intent. You know, you just.
Are you doing it to supply as many people as possible? I mean, if we've got a flood of orders, are you ready to say, okay, I'm going to keep doing this because this is better for mankind? Or are you going to say, I got to make a living and I don't know what I'm going to do here?
Because of our focus, that seems to be the correct direction to keep following. Again, this is helping people. It's helping a lot of people. They're giving us that feedback. And as a result, it's encouraging to keep going in that direction.
Well, how much, I have a lot more questions to ask you, but how much do you charge for what you are giving? How much is it?
We make enough off of it, the higher quality stuff. We make enough off of it to make poor product because not everybody that gets it pays for it.
And I
don't want to do that publicly because I don't want every charity case. That's one of the reasons none of our phone numbers or addresses are on our website because we're mainly a research lab. Our focus is doing other things, not buying and selling product.
Well, the thing is that there's so many people that are suffering and people that hear this would, yeah, and you don't want to end up just being that because then you can't. But at some point it's like, well, it's a pretty good thing to be. So can you order it off your website or no?
Oh, yes. Well, you can order from direct from our website. If you haven't got a chance, you need to go to the website and, you know, I don't know of anybody that sells the product presently that has doctors and research people involved like we do.
Well, that's what's so incredible. I mean, with your, like I said, the collection of together, you two have over 10 degrees, all science degrees, right? I mean, we know that the degree doesn't necessarily mean that you're the best in the field, but in your case, your background, your degrees, you're so passionate about it. It's pretty incredible. Brings a lot of credibility to this product, which is what I really like to hear and really like to see.
And I understand that, but you know, it's almost like McDonald's when the person sued them for burning themselves through the drive-through window. Now you can't serve hot coffee across the industry. You know, when is somebody going to make one of these C60 products that's the quality is going to be less than desirable? And that one issue will be the turning point for people to be reluctant. So, you know, our mainstay is not selling C60. It's the research that accompanies it. We look at quality of life. That's one of the mainstays of our research is quality of life, not only for humans, but also for animals and plants. And that's the world that we work in. And we work in the conscious field because that's tied to it. And we have pretty interesting, earth-shattering research in that we're just not willing to share.
Oh, come on. You're here with me. You got to share some of it.
Amazing. All I can say is amazing.
Can you share a little bit without sharing the science details?
Okay. What if I told you that we are working on a box that you could sit in front of your dog or your plant and it could communicate to you what it wants in a syntax?
So you can read, can you, what will you be doing? Well, see, I have to immediately go into the science and how does it work? You know, cause I got an engineering background and stuff too. So yeah, I'm sorry, I can't even hold myself to the
energy that's created by plant, animal, and human. So it takes it and converts it into a syntax and finds the word that matches that syntax and tells you verbally what is trying to be expressed.
Okay, because a dog or an animal they don't have the ability to talk, but they do have thoughts, and those thoughts have energy, and then that energy is what you work through. And is it accurate?
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how intelligent are you finding that these other beings are, animals and things? Because now you're going to be able to get to that.
Do you really want to go down that rabbit hole?
Oh, my God, yes. You're talking to someone who's really interested in this stuff, and so are the listeners.
What if you hypothesize that we are just workstations, just like plants and animals, and the main information is stored in a main database, and you only access it when you concentrate or think, and plants and animals have that access all the time. They just don't have a way to divulge it to you.
Oh, that's really interesting. And that's the information that you're getting from that?
The observations of their behavior is very key. So they can't communicate verbally, obviously, but their behavior is definitely tied to the direction we're moving. So
is that why, like when there's tsunamis and things, the animals all know instinctively to go somewhere and we don't? We just kind of...
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But if you sat and thought about it, you would get glimpses of that, of what you need to do, and you would probably ignore it because it's not convenient. We're based on convenience.
Well, but we're also based on what we see and feel.
Oh,
and
yes.
We have to have tangible things.
Well, the animals are too, but they use instinct. And you say, well, it's instinctual. Well, no.
Well, not if they're all running from a tsunami. That's not instinctual.
And go and look at the videos of those tsunamis and watch some of the plants react.
Oh, what do the plants do?
They turn away from the ocean.
Wow. And we all ran into it, depending on what country.
Because,
the beach is uncovered. Well, not anymore. Yeah. More people are educated now, but.
No. And I understand. But that's because of the inability to connect to the central database, unless you're thinking. You know, you sit here and you operate daily, and you know when you're hungry, you know when you're sleepy, you know if you want to watch TV. But if I ask you who was your best friend in the third grade, and you sit there and you go, I can't even remember who, and let me think, and then you come up with it, that's because you've created a connection to the data link, and you've downloaded that information. It's not on your brain. It's above. It's in the data. The energy.
And you see the energy flowing from somewhere else into our bodies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're communicating.
It's the vibrational energies from various frequencies that we're subconsciously connecting to. And, of course, we go through an interpretation in our thoughts. And so that's kind of a distraction from that intuitive connection. So our thinking process kind of dilutes a lot of what we are receiving through our senses.
Wow, that's really interesting. So what are you going to do with that information?
Well, there's an applications effort that's tying physical things together with conscious things, and so that's where we're working. We're recognizing where that can be achieved and how we could develop devices or instruments or processes, procedures that tie it together, and that bridging of science and technology.
That's science really, really interesting. So do you have anybody that comes and contacts you from different industries that want you to do this kind of work for them?
Not yet, but I'm sure we're going to.
No, yeah.
Connections are starting to get
Well, in the Wimakla world, we are doing this, and we're able to move bugs and infest areas without any sound vibration. We control the magnetic field.
So it's way more healthier than the chemicals that we're putting all over the ground.
Oh, yeah, go to Wimakla Ag and look at the video. It's in multiple languages. Look at it, and you'll see what we're doing.
That's incredible, because that could really take care of a lot of problems that people have as well. You know, like, well, maybe the C60 does, but the digestive issues and all these problems that people are having because we're putting all these chemicals out there.
Well, Dr. Loretta Ivy, that's around here somewhere, that does research with us, she is part of a research group, and they've pinpointed that Parkinson's and certain age-defining diseases are concentrated in farmers and the Midwest due to the increased application of chemicals. And we work with a probiotics group, and so there's a magnitude of what we're doing that just isn't C60. So it's,
but it's all along those. Well, C60 is up there on one of the coolest things ever. You have to admit.
And we've been doing it for years, and we couldn't force it on people, and now we can't keep them away.
Because of the results, showing results, and it's undeniable.
Well, I think it's absolutely incredible. Now, does it need to be in olive oil? Because that's one of the things that, you know, the original science was done in olive oil.
Well, because it was an easy oil to bond to the lipids. And when you get it down to a monomolecular size where it's not clustered, they were able to do it in olive oil because it was readily available and it was what they used. But any of the oils that have fatty lipids, you can bond it to. And each oil has its own attributes in its own standalone, in its own ability. You know, the Mediterranean diet talks about crossing into the blood-brain barrier and good for the heart. So the products that, or the oil that I originated with was for my mother and was based on olive oil. But my mom now takes avocado, coconut. We've done apricot seed, jojoba. I could go down all these oils, and we bonded it to it, and we've tried it in multiple applications and are working in it, field testing in different applications, whether it's topical, whether it's internal.
So you're thinking you could even do topical oil maybe eventually.
We do it. We just.
Yeah. And do you think it works the same? I suppose have you done the extensive testing to know?
Well, we're working on it. The testing's only limited. You know, they say, well, what's the long-term effect? Well, what's the long-term effect of using Wi-Fi when we've only had Wi-Fi around for a couple of years? Hypothesize, but you can't claim anything. I know that everything we've done using this has shown extremely positive effects.
Well, and it's so ridiculous when they say what's the long-term effects, because, and if they shut it down for something like that, because the long-term effects of some of the stuff they're using is killing people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when you sign an NDA to do testing with a large group and then that information comes back derogatory, that NDA restricts you from sharing the negative information just as well as it would the positive information. So we're self-funded. We don't take money from the outside world except for through what we do ourselves. And we purposely, because we want to do things the right way and our way.
You want to be able to do it honestly with integrity.
Yes. Exactly.
And not hide the bad stuff and all these other things.
The experiential work, we're working with people who are actually using the products and giving us feedback. And that's where we're building a database of understanding of what it does and how it does it. So we don't have the university laboratory type documentation, because that's not, they're using controlled environment, whereas we're working with individuals because we started helping people, and that's the feedback and the experimental work that we're working on.
And it's almost like you don't want to not give it to people because it helps them so much. So you have this amazing test pool of people. Why not do it that way?
Yes, we're working with that. Plus, we're leaning very heavily on the research that's published in the various universities.
Exactly.
And on our website, on the Live Longer Labs website, we reference over 1,040 medical and science papers. And that backs up what we're doing experimentally with people and their experiences.
Now, has there been any negative result, any negative information?
We don't have any reports that way.
No.
None. None of the universities, nobody.
I took 2 ounces a day for 6 weeks. I saturated my body beyond conception of anybody else taking the product. And once I had reached a plateau, there was no positive attributes or negative. In other words, it wasn't going to do any more than what it was doing at that point. You know, people have different allergic reactions to oils and
but that's different. You can have a reaction to olive oil because you're
and that's correct. See, the C60 is actually, I mean, we're a carbon-based life form. So you're physically consuming monomolecular charcoal. Literally, it's just in a certain structure. That's
the buckyballs, Buckminster Fullers.
Yep. And it's allotrope, so it's like a diamond. It won't bond or morph into anything. It only attracts in a covalent bond, in a bond that's magnetic to these free radical oxygens. And so it just passes through your body, absorbing 172 times more free radicals than vitamin C. And they recommend vitamin C. So
basically, over time, your body's, if you're older, over time, you start to really, I mean, it takes time to repair yourself. So over time.
Yeah. Yes.
No, but you will see, we have seen changes in days that are miraculous to ourselves. Now,
for
I'm
example,
not saying anything. I've got people with severe chronic back pain, and in 24 hours are able to walk again.
Wow. So there are some very quick results, but the primary basis of what we're working with is long term. So we know that it builds up in the body and it starts to make changes. Most of the diseases and ailments that we have took time to develop, and it's going to take time to change them or repair them.
Yeah, and your cells have to, you have to get new cells, right? You have to turn over the bad ones and get new ones, and that's a 7-year process.
Mm-hmm. See, and if the reason they used rats is their metabolic rate is 50 to 1. So you see a lifetime of results in 12 months.
But they don't have telomeres. So that's what was so incredible about their study.
Yes. No. And then if you put it in dogs, dogs are a 7-to-1 metabolic rate. So we have seen animals, our own personal pets, that astound their veterinarians, astound them. So we know it works in multiple mammals.
How much do you need to give your dog?
It depends. I give my dogs a dropper full each every day.
How big are they?
Or about 2 years, 3 years almost.
No, how their size?
They're 40 pounds, 45 pounds.
Okay, so if I have a little chihuahua.
I've got a little chihuahua.
How much do you give your little one?
She gets partial dropper fill about every other day. She's an overdose is not going to, it has not shown any derogatory effect.
Okay,
other than
so. So other if than, I give her a half a dropper to get started and get her kind of up to.
We have other people. One of them has a chihuahua that's probably 14 years and was running into walls because of cataracts, and probably 70% of the haze over the eyes has diminished in just weeks.
And so the dog is so much happier.
Oh yeah. Life changing.
My dogs are both 10 and 11 years old, and they act like puppies.
What kind of dogs do you have that are 10 and 11?
One of them is a Vishla, and the other one is a Corgi Husky.
How long are they supposed to live for?
What they estimate between 15 and 20 years.
Okay, so they're like the little dogs that live a while, because I know the Chihuahuas can live quite a bit too.
My Chihuahua is 12 and still goes into heat after taking the C60. Oh yeah. That's just one of many things.
So I keep taking C60 when I'm 80, I could have a baby. Well, I don't know. Dr. Bill Andrews said that we talked about this and he explained it to us, and he says your body will be able to, give birth, because your body will have the ability. It's the fact that you only have a limited amount of eggs that you can go through, unless there's some way our body can create more eggs, but they don't think so at this point.
Well, they didn't think C60 would be positive either, so they were looking for a toxicity level, not a quality of life level.
Well, and they just don't even think about. At this point, there's so many things we don't think about, because we haven't ever had that opportunity to think about the fact that maybe we can live longer.
Yeah. And the research has only been going on since 2011, 2012. And it's just in the last year or two or maybe three that it's gone into more of human experiments. And again, those are just tests with people who are experiencing it. So
it's the same thing with Dr. Bill Andrews. His stuff is they're doing the first human trials in the East. They can't do it here. They're doing trials on little lemurs, these little primates. They're small, so it's inexpensive. And then they have over 1,500 people signed up to do the first human trials. So they could have full-length telomeres over there and have over 1,500 people by next spring.
Yeah.
This field's moving very quickly.
Oh, yes.
I know you guys are smiling because you know what I know. It says, well, you know more than I know. A lot more.
Not being smug, just yes, you're right. You're
a lot more. Even though I've been researching it and talking to people and doing this stuff, it's just that's why I'm excited to talk to you. You are going to be coming back another time, whether you like it or not. You're coming back.
You will be better prepared and find an internet connection that'll work substantially versus
consistently.
It's been interesting, is all I can say.
Well, what are some of the other positive effects that you have seen that, anything that oxidative stress can create a problem with? So what other things are they? Are there?
Everything about your aging process. Yeah. Everything.
It affects the DNA at every level. So given the right amount of time and the consistent use, you'll start to see results in all areas.
So if you don't want your spouse to have a stronger libido, you got to be careful about letting them have it. I'm kidding. Or if you want them to have one, you make sure
you put it in the salad dressing. You know, it is what it is. We are excited about the animal world because humans can make a choice; the animals can't, and we're very passionate about that, and the results are mind-boggling. So
you mean the results of how we can communicate with animals and things? And
well, that not only communicate, you're communicating with them whether you think you are or not, because you're tied to that same central location. So, look up Cleve Baxter. He did. I have lie detector machines in my lab, by the way.
Secret Life of Plants.
Yes. You can walk in the lab. I can hand you a card and you open the card, and if it says burn the plant, the lie detector on my plants will go nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
But isn't that tied to kind of, remember the water experiments where your chemistry changes?
Shimoto?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of his assistants works with us.
Okay,
he runs
the
semantics lab. Yeah, I mean, they have a Rotter Brewery store in Costa Mesa, and they sell our C60 product there. But he is a semantics expert, and he works with Wimecla and Live Longer Labs. So, and he worked with Emoto. So it's small world. It all comes back around. Whether
that's funny.
Just didn't bring it up. I just.
I did, because I saw that connection, and there it is. How yes. interesting is that? So, do you foresee a time where, and maybe you're there, where we can actually really communicate and see what the animals feel about us and humans and what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we've also noticed that C60 enhances psychic ability. So we're getting feedback from people. Again, this is not necessarily experimental data, but the feedback we're getting is that they see auras, they are more telepathic, they're more psychic in a number of areas, they're enhanced with their ability to, just help people in various ways. I don't want to use the word healing, but a lot of the alternative health practitioners are experiencing some very good results with them helping others.
Why are there some people that have absolutely no ability to connect, you know, in that way telepathically, and others that really can?
There's some blockage. There is something that blocks, and it could be some of the inputs that we have from the food, air we breathe, and the places we're at from electromagnetic radiation effects and such. And they, again, consciousness is a part of it, because if you're not aware, then you are overwhelmed with all the other mundane activities. So it suppresses and or shields or blocks a lot of that receptive psychic reception. So in order to be more intuitive, you have to be open to it.
Here, I'll give you a tidbit. Look up magnetic deficiency syndrome. Because of the change in the magnetic field of the earth, your body is having to compensate for the absence of magnetism.
And so you think that's there was something that changed our...
We are doing research in that world. That's how we got into the plants. That's how we've...
Our earth at some point change, and now we are struggling?
Oh, yeah. Continuing to change.
It's continuing. And they'll tell you, well, it's the rotation of the molten lava, or when you change the surface area with electronics, grid system, electricity, you manipulate the magnetic field of that surface.
Well, because we are in an electric universe.
Correct.
Yes.
So,
magnetic
deficiency syndrome. Just look it up.
I'm going to, and being connected to top scientists in the world, your NASA connections and all this top secret stuff and all the cutting edge research you're doing, how many scientists at that level agree that we're in an electric universe?
It's not traditional astrophysicists who will agree.
Not yet.
It's a very controversial area. And the data is interpreted. And if it's interpreted by the mainstream scientists, it's interpreted under one way. And the alternative scientists interpret it another way.
If you spend your
life, that makes sense.
If you spend your life in academia to reach the pinnacle of your peers, and then tomorrow everything that puts you in that place has changed, you're no longer the pinnacle of your peers.
It undermines your whole success and your right. survival is being attacked.
Yes.
Yes.
Your
and
ego,
so,
yeah.
Every aspect of what you spent your entire life accumulating is now changed. it's changed. So you've got the, I'm just.
No, I agree. I think it's a psychological deal. They can't mentally go there. It's, you know, cognitive dissonance with what they have going on. So what do you see in the future for C60?
Who knows? I mean, I'm leaving it wide open. As for us, you know, whether we sell any more or not, it doesn't make us or break us. That's not the purpose behind the research that we do. We will continue to look for the answers that we're looking for in the problems that we're trying to solve. I mean,
the opportunities are just incredible out there because there's so many things that C60 can bond to: food products, liquid products, all kinds of recipes.
It could be an additive in all of our food. And next thing you know, we just don't have to worry about it.
Yes. And medicinal products as well. Herbal products.
We've looked into gel capping it. Everybody that's on the C60 bandwagon, we've been doing it. Like I said, we've been doing it since the professor. I was doing it as a lubristic attribute. We've been playing with this for a long time.
A long time?
5 years? Six?
Since the beginning of when this stuff started.
The beginning, where it's been isolated. You know, I've got they've tested it at NASA. We have an unnamed molecule. There's so much that we can't share and aren't going to share at this point, but it's an interesting place to be.
What do you mean you have an unnamed molecule? Is it related to C60 or is it something new that you're working on?
No, it's related to C60.
Oh, geez. Okay, and eventually it'll change our view of science. You are so much fun to talk to. This has been really, really fun for me. And so I'm really happy that you came. And I hope that you'll come again and then we can do some kind of regular educational series, because so many people are so interested in this. And so many of the topics that you're talking about, we could dive into.
Yes. You know, Adam Curry, I don't know if you know who Adam M. Curry is. I don't know. He didn't tell me I could mention his name, but he works with me quite diligently. And he has a new software for cell phones that's going to go public, and entanglement project at dealing with consciousness. He purposely drove into the mountains to meet with us last week. So, I mean, he worked with MIT at 17. I mean, you need to look him up. If you don't know him, he's another interesting one to bring into the fold.
Oh, absolutely. All those people, anybody who's on the cutting edge, that's what I get excited about. You know, I mean, my background's fairly cutting edge with the internet and stuff, but I can't get enough of it.
But we'll pick up, you know, when I invented the refrigerant, I was so left wing because they have 5,000 scientists, organic chemists inventing refrigerants, trying to find solutions at these big name brand companies. And I went completely against all their ideals about creating a refrigerant. And now they can't, even the people that tested it said, we would have never thought that you would be able to create a refrigerant that could do what this does the way you did it. Because I just threw the books in the trash can and I said, we're starting, what do we want and where do we go to get it? And that's how we came up
Absolutely. And that's why they think that, or it's proven, so many people from outside a field are the ones that come up with new ideas, because once you're in it, you're...
Yeah, you've already been programmed to walk the path.
The synchronicities that we have experienced working with all of this just keeps lining up with many, many other things. They just keep pouring us on this path. More barriers are removed and more encouraging synchronicities continue to push us. And it's absolutely noticeable.
Isn't that fun? Because I'm noticing that too with what I'm doing. I'm almost shocked with some of the stuff that I'm doing.
projects that we were unexpected, and they keep moving.
I will discuss things with you at some point where we're not in a public arena. And
oh, well, you are going to do that.
Because it's interesting. You're devving, but you're close. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm very excited, and thank you so much. And of course, we're going to have you back, and we're going to have you back a number of times. And again, thank you, and have an amazing day.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.